And it's just one second. We're going to talk about this new change in how houses are sold. The commission, the 6% commission that you always had to deal with,
sure.
The old standard. No more.
No more.
No more. So it used to be, if you went to sell a house, you had to figure on paying a 6% commission to the real estate agent who sold the house. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you paid all of it. Sometimes it was split between the buyer and you. But there was always, that was kind of a given. It is no more. There's been a massive change in the industry. Here to talk about that, Jacob Channel, senior economist with LendingTree. Hello, Jacob.
Hey.
Thank you for coming on. So for those people who are just hearing this and going, oh, my God, when did that happen, even though it's been in the news for a while, what happened? What led to this seismic change?
Yeah, so in a nutshell, what's happened is that the National Association of Realtors, or NAR, which is a national organization, as the name implies, made up of people who are in the real estate industry, was sued by home sellers who argued that the NAR's policies related to real estate agent fees were unfair. So as you so eloquently mentioned, used to be when you went to sell a house, there was this expectation that you would have to pay a real estate agent commission fee, not only for your real estate agent, but for the buyer's real estate agent as well. And usually that would be anywhere between 5 and 6%. And while that's always technically been negotiable, it's never been, a legally binding rule. It's one of those things where a lot of people felt that they were perhaps unfairly kind of coerced into agreeing to that by the National Association of Realtors. So the NAR has come out, they're proposing a settlement, which among other things would do away with that default 5 to 6% real estate agent commission paid by the seller.
Let me stop you there. They only would have done that if they felt they were going to lose this case, right?
Look, it's one of those things where the complexities of the American legal system, I think if we were going to have a conversation about that, at least one of our heads would explode.
Yeah.
So all I can say is that, at the end of the day, they're proposing the settlement. They still deny any wrongdoing. That's a part of the settlement. Why exactly they're choosing to do it, who knows? At the end of the day, though, it could still have some pretty notable impacts on folks from home buyers to home sellers to even real estate.
Right. So let's talk about that. How does this change things in 2 years from now when all the papers are signed and all the rest of it? Someone goes to sell a house 2 years from now. What will be different?
So I think the big thing that'll be different is that buyers will probably be more likely to be on the hook for their share of the real estate agent commission fees. So it's hard to say. Like I mentioned before, right now it's between 5 and 6%. That number could decrease. So who knows? Maybe a few years from now, when all the dust is settled, buyers will have to spend about 2% of the home's purchase price on their real estate agent's commission fees. Though it's worth pointing out that, as much as I wish I could predict the future, I can't. The other thing to keep in mind too is that the exact number you're going to pay is not only dependent upon the value of the home you're buying, it's also going to be dependent upon your real estate agent. So this is something, and this, you should be doing this right now. You should have been doing this even before the settlement happened. But this is something to keep in mind where, look, if you're working with a real estate agent, what you want to make sure you do before you enter into any contracts, before you start actively house hunting with them, is figure out all of the details of things like what the commission will be and be sure that you and your agent are on the exact same page.
So are you predicting that basically you'll be able to, you might find one agent who'll do it for 2%, another agent will do it for 3%, another agent will do it for 1.75%, and that becomes part of the negotiation before you go forward?
Absolutely.
And that's for the buyer. Now, I want to point out to people, if you're listening carefully, Jacob is saying the buyer now is going to have to pay part of the thing, whereas in the past, you often didn't. It was the seller paid all 6% and you just paid your fees and, all the title fees and all the stuff that you do when you buy a house. But now you may be expected to pay part of that. Is that in addition to the seller paying a reduced, maybe the seller's going to pay 2% or 3%?
Yep, that's absolutely right.
So in the end, do the real estate people still make the same amount of money? It's just they start getting it from the buyer as much as the seller?
So that's kind of the big question right now. I think that at least at the moment, the consensus among economists is that the overall amount of money paid out in commission, so combined from the buyer and the seller, might go down simply because there could be more competition and, like you pointed out earlier, more room for negotiation than what has happened in the past. Now, I do feel like it's worth pointing out that negotiation has always been an option. So this isn't necessarily some glorious new paradigm shift so much as it's maybe kind of a retooling of sort of the way things people kind of expect to work. So to your question, who knows? You know, real estate agents maybe could end up being paid the same amount that they're already making, though unfortunately for them, there could also be a lot of instances where their incomes fall as a result of this settlement.
So well, I can see a scenario, now that this is sort of the, what I would call kind of the concrete lock of how things had always been, has been broken, and new ways of doing things are now going to be accepted. Why wouldn't a high volume company come in and say, we're going to do a flat fee, okay? If you go with us, you pay us, you know, $1,000, and that's your commission. That's all you have to pay. And they're going to, you know, basically do it on volume, the way, you know, not dissimilar to the way that these mortgage banks that have grown, you know, exponentially over the years versus the way that we used to get mortgages. For you used to go to your local bank and you get, you know, go get a mortgage. Now these international companies, the Quicken Loans and all the rest of it, hey, we got a mortgage in a box, you know, and it's all done for you. Couldn't they kind of start to do the same thing here?
Yeah, so from what I've read, I think that there already are a handful of companies, and I don't have specific names, but I've heard tale in the wind that there are people doing exactly what you proposed, where we might start seeing more people come out of the woodwork and say, hey, guess what? You know, we'll do all of the things that your real estate agent used to do, except it's just a flat upfront fee. So, yeah, I think that we probably will see some of those companies crop up. Who knows how successful they'll be? Who knows exactly what they'll look like? But I don't know, if you've got a $1 million idea out there and you think that this is something you want to try, dear listener, who knows? Maybe this is your opportunity.
Okay. Well, not me personally, but I got a job. Jacob Chanel,
you know,
with
this radio thing doesn't work out.
Yeah, well, that's always a possibility. Jacob Chanel, a senior economist with LendingTree, been our guest. Thank you, Jacob.